John Huntsman was elected twice as governor of the western state of Utah.
Thank you, John.
In 2009, President Obama appointed Huntsman to be Washington's top diplomat in Beijing.
There isn't an easy set of policy choices here. Mm-hmm. There is no good answer. Mm-hmm. But you have to recognize the circumstances for what they are. And that is, a threshold has been crossed. And there has to be some response to that.
Huntsman acknowledges that wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have been costly and hurtful to U.S. prestige, but he says that is not an excuse for inaction.
I think we have to learn from those lessons, while at the same time, you do have to recognize that chemical weapons have been used here.
And Secretary of State John Kerry presented the U.S. case for action in Syria. He says administration officials are well aware of the war weariness many Americans feel.
Now, we know that after a decade of conflict, the American people are tired of war. Believe me, I am too. But fatigue does not absolve us of our responsibility.
The shadow of Iraq has not only affected American public opinion, but is also seen as having led to the British Parliament's decision not to join in the coalition this time around. However, some analysts say that Iraq is not a good analogy.
It is night and day. It is night and day.
Jeffrey Price, a former Pentagon official who teaches at Johns Hopkins University, says there is plenty of intelligence to show that Syria's government was behind the August 21st chemical attack outside of Damascus.
And you have that coming from several different sources, including European intelligence. You have the Arab League stating pretty unequivocally that this is something for which they hold the Assad regime accountable.
President Obama's decision to ask Congress to approve an attack has surprised many who say it could undermine the authority of future presidents. Huntsman is among those with doubts.
My fear is that you set a precedent and Congress begins to take a little more authority away from that which is duly reserved for the executive branch.
Until now, Mr. Obama has been criticized by some for his reluctance to get involved in the Syrian civil war. But analyst Price says that makes his call to arms more credible.
You know, he is seen as a reluctant warrior, and that's probably a strength in this point.
The White House has described its plan for military action in Syria as limited and promised it will not involve U.S. ground troops. Now it is for the Congress and the American public to decide whether they approve. Natalie Liu, VOA News, Washington.